There's only one more, Jason. Nobody's this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop.
Love this life.
It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 94.3 FM.
Now, we got a lot of things, a lot of racism going on in the world right now. Who's more racist, black people or white people? Black people. You know why? Because we hate black people, too. Everything white people don't like about black people really don't like about black people. There's some shit going on with black people right now. It's like a civil war going on with black people. And there's two sides. It's black people and there's niggas. And niggas have got to go. Every time black people want to have a good time, ignorant-ass niggas fuck it up. Can't do shit.
Hey, I'm a DJ. Pull up.
Can't do shit without some ignorant-ass niggas fucking it up. Can't do nothing. Can't keep a disco open more than 3 weeks. Grand opening, grand closing.
The commission, Uncle Paulie.
Good morning, Montreal. Good morning, Montreal.
It's the more detail.
The commission, Uncle Paulie, P. Diddy.
Yeah. DJ Maddie, I see you. 7:01 in the morning. It's April Fool, baby. The madness is going on. I got the Uber co-host Tata here this morning. You know how we're gonna do things this morning. Montreal, you know what we're gonna talk about. It's been the hottest headline all week. Ah!
Check out this bizarre rapper style used by me. The B-I-G, I put my key, you put your key in. Money will be seeing, we'll reach the fucking
100% of Ace of Spade, worth half a beat. Rock Nation, half of that, that's my piece. 100% of title to bust it up with my G's. Smokes, my niggas won't ever work together.
This morning we're doing Will Power. They never give you leverage. We know we gotta talk about the Oscars, the madness, the melee. Is this what women are expecting when you're married, Tata? Is this what they expecting when they marry, Tata? Is this what they expecting right now? This how we moving at the Oscars?
100% of title to bust it up with my G's. Smokes, my niggas won't ever work together. You run a checker, but they never give you leverage. No red hat, don't Michael and Prince me and yay. They separate you when you got Michael and Prince's DNA. I ain't one of these house niggas. You bought my house like a resort. My house bigger than yours, my spot. Come on, man.
Yeah. 7:03 in the morning. Much of my city. Get up. We're doing Will Power this morning. We gotta talk about the Oscars. I don't know if it's just me, Tata. It's not that complicated for me. I saw one man box another man.
About this, we was praising Billboard, but we were young. Now I look at Billboard like it's.
Check out this bizarre rapper style used by me. The B-I-G, I put my key, you put your key in. Money will be seeing, we'll reach the fucking ceiling.
Montreal, my city, we're coming to you live from DG Kicks. We're on the YouTube, we're on the Facebook, The Morning Detour. Shout out to everybody getting ready for work. You got getting kids ready. You coming off that overnight. Shout out to all my crews out there, let's go. When
you speak it, see me in the street, your jewelry, you can keep it. That be our little secret, see me. Be that is, I that is, gee whiz. Motherfucker still in my bed. I hope they know my nigga gotta fucking kidnap kids.
It's a heavy beef morning this morning, Tata. We talking beef this morning. Chris Rock, Big Will, Mr. Dark Table, G.I. Jane 2.
All y'all disappear by tomorrow. All your guns is borrowed. I don't feel sorrow. Actually, man, pack the gap to me. Now check this.
Yo, you have a share that speech and I watch some street, man. Yo, she only dance to reggae and calypso. She want gun man and a title. She only dance to reggae and calypso. See the killers with a rapist vital. She only dance to reggae and calypso. Got bare bomb bang for a rival. HK Young claiming that title. They hear what's in and slide through. Two back got burn and again I just hit your one. It don't make no sense. Could have become me serving again. I got bell one time, hit the same spot again. See me, I ain't the normal type. I ain't talking once I just born in them. Bro, just wanna have war with them. Tryna tell you the truth, I keep evil friends. Got your shorty tryna roll with me and kill them when I met man D-Cam. Hey, your bitch right where you sleep at. I know you, I would hate to be man. Expensive, know that offended. Arch it and bend it. Grab one extension and then I mention that it get dreadful. Take your girl rental, why we go mental?
why? Never bought me a Canada Goose or a Montclair. Mango heat from the street, come from there. Throw up your twos or peas if you're from here. Man thinking click, I just bought Montclair. Pens where major girl tiptoe. Spill that juice like wine or Calypso. M splash that left pavement like Vimto. Pop that door, then pop that like Pimple. Cute and petite, that's kinda my taste. The bikes are on wire, fire on blaze. Can't forget crims, I can't forget face. JT, you got life in the case. If they didn't snitch, I would've said chase. CH still on PB Estate.
Hey yo, this week, Rari. Next week, Lambo. Jump, fly. I don't Lendo. This day, funeral. Start the service. Say my name, make them nervous. You be the salty, I get them pressure. You be the salty, pass me the pepper. You be the jacking me like the rapper. I am a hustler, I can start water the flipper. I know they teabagging, bitches is test. Get you a vacuum, but this is messy. Let's see. After all of that surgery, you are still ugly. Now that is what gets me. This shit ain't new to me, this just new to y'all. I wish I would upon a shooting star. You thought you witnessed my final coup de grace.
Good morning, Montreal. 7:06 in the morning. This is the number one morning show in the country. DJ Manny, the ones and twos. Super co-host Tata's in the building. This morning we're doing Willpower. You know, we gotta talk about the Oscars. But you know, let's play a little bit more music. You know how we do things. Let's go.
Nails on my feet. Right and left through the street. Hey, need a crib by the beach. Been fly, you can check the receipts. Receipts. Hey, got a bad geek. Yeah, that silk on the sheets. Cold straight from boutique. Been fly, you the receipt, hey, smooth. Your big dipper says she going to the bathroom and want me to come.
Drop your location, she thinks she me or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I gotta find
put
her.
Put on my chains, man, she thinks she
this
me
weekend, Funny by Nature, Big Will Comedy. Did you get your tickets yet? Did you get your tickets yet? Big Future, you know how we do things. Let's go.
Came out hustling with the bag on nose. I can't get into the gossip. Bitch can't see me in binoculars. Running a check up, I'm proud of you. Running a racks up, I'm proud of you. All bad bitch eat seafood. Took the hot box on a detour. Came back red on the bottom of my shoe. Post up the devil, she thinkin' she miss some. Canary yellow, she thinkin' she miss some. Step like a stepper, she drippin' a million pooch. She thinkin' she miss some. She barely ever poppin' outside, but what she do? When she tryin' kill some. My number one hitter always movin' in silence. She the truth, real one. You can ask me if she gang gang, she gon' tell you she rep the same thing.
Aw, man, fresh up by the sand, February 10. It's the boy, but I'm still the man, come and get your man.
You are now tuned into the Guardians of the Galaxy, DJ Matty, Weezy Moon Chaser, Tata the Great in the building. Crew Love this summer, make sure you catch the barbecue. Crew Love, we're gonna talk about it a little bit more. It's the Morning Detour, you in the right place. It's the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM, and I'm the Montreal Kobe Bryant. You know how I do things, let's go.
Body roll, yeah, a lot of those. Started out doing college shows, Calipari flow. Then I pop like you never seen. We with everything. I went off in a 16, give me 17. Won't a lie, can't have everything, can't have everything.
Wake up out of coma, frozen in the moment. You can have the biggest click, but you gon' die alone.
You gotta tell them how we do things, man. You gotta tell them how we do things. We all get into drama sometimes. What did Denzel say in your, what did Denzel say, Maddie? In your shiniest moments, the devil comes for you. At your highest moment, the devil comes for you. DJ Maddie, beat me some music, man.
Wake up out of coma, frozen in the moment. You can have the biggest click, but you gon' die alone.
Yeah.
Tubes down my throat, rules that I broke.
I say it.
All these folks that I wrote and never get to vote.
Can't touch
what
me.
What good is all the wealth shitting on yourself?
It's the day
I give you back the money just to get my help. All the rifles on the block be fully automatic. Kids dying in the projects while we living lavish. Welfare cheese and the pigeon peas. I'ma skip the lobster tails, I want the chicken wings. I pray come a day when everybody eat. Your president on Twitter while my people on the street.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Ed Sheeran crazy for this one. Ed Sheeran crazy for this one. We getting you ready for the morning. We getting you ready for the day. This is the Morning Detour. You have waited all week for this. Trust me, we got the jokes. We got Uncle Phil humor. We got the savvier content. We got new music by Trey Lamar. We got my boy Raquel Griffey out of Atlanta. Oh, man, we got so much things going on this morning. Let's go, DJ Matty. Yeah. We'll bring that club vibe early in the morning. We'll bring that club vibe early in the morning. Let's go. Already, this is the Willpower episode. You know we gotta talk about the Oscars. Let's go.
Shawty broke my heart and made my soul bleed. If you know me, you know I'ma play it low key. I force myself to hit the party on them whole scene. I hit that hand and I get to my feelings OD. OD, I feel the pressure creeping on me. Shawty tried to tell me she was for me. Hold on, tore your whole way at least 40. Tell me how a nigga still feel lovely. Tell me how a nigga feel so lovely. I confess stress wearing me out like clothing. But I come to and play off you like I'm a low seed. I should've known not to cuff you, I ain't the police. Four D's, so tight, I don't want no strings. For me, more lies like I don't know things. No means, no rings, she doing whole things.
Yes, 7:14 in the morning. This is the number one morning show in the land. The talk is heavy. Everybody want beef. Tata, until they bring it to me, you got to bring it all the way in. Don't be doing some he say, she say things. Don't be talking about backstories. You got to come all the way to me. You got to come all the way to me. Now, I know everybody's going to get offended this morning. Let me put a disclaimer, man. The views and opinions expressed by Wheezy Moon, Chaser, and Tata is solely that of them. Does not reflect upon CKUT or McGill. This is just our opinions. So what? So what? So what? This what you married women are looking for? They, you want your man to get up for you like that? One minute ago, we was grinning and laughing. And then you walking up and boxing. I'm thinking to myself, because, you know, they sent me the video. You know what I mean? I was at a Christian. We'll talk about the Resurrection mm-hmm, Center mm-hmm. and me becoming a godfather for the second time. But then when someone hit me up, I was like, yo, Will Smith is at the Oscars and he just boxed Chris Rock. I said, yo, it's a skit. Even after seeing the video, I know a lot of people thought it was fake, right? Mm-hmm. I was like, yo, he really did that. First of all, let's be honest. Let's open up here. Montreal, my city. This is the Morning Detour. I'm joined by Uber co-host Tata the Great.
She'll be
one of the hosts for the Crew Love Barbecue. We'll talk a little later more about the madness. She's from... It's eluding me this
it's
one.
It's everything. Fall Awake, everything.
Fall Awake podcast. I apologize. Tata, we are going to open up. The show's called Willpower. You know, we got to talk about... What really sucks about doing the Friday morning show is that everybody's tired of hearing about this.
Yeah.
Everybody, you know, and there's a few topics that, you know, I watch Charlamagne, I watch Ricky Smiley, mm-hmm. I listen to Shannon Sharp. I heard everybody's take on it. Now, I'm not worried about Academy, you know what I mean? And yes, as black people, we did show our ass mm-hmm. on Sunday at the Academy. It was crazy. Denzel told you, in our shiniest moments, the devil will come for you.
For sure.
Will Smith was their golden boy. You know, there's that adage that says, never meet your heroes, or the more you know about someone that you looked up to. You know, he that cannot be mentioned on the show, Kells, hurt mm-hmm. my feelings. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Will Smith hurt my feelings.
Oh, for real?
You the Fresh Prince.
Yeah,
you the cool dude. I'm going to have some honest takes this morning. Let's be real. Jada Pinkett is toxic. Let's be honest. Jada Pinkett is toxic.
Who knows, though? Like, who knows? I feel what people are saying, but at the end of the day, like, it takes one to know one, right? Like,
No, I think you can identify a messy person without yourself being messy. And at times, you may have been messy earlier in your life prior mm-hmm, to right now. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But, you know, let's walk through it a little bit here, Montreal, this morning. Let's walk through
it. Let's get entangled.
Boy, he ain't stepped to August like that. People told me, it doesn't matter. They have an open relationship. I said, if the host for the Grammys, you know, I'm teeping this from Uncle Phil Humor. He was on the Kiki Live last on IG. Shout out to Kiki. If the animator, if the host was The Rock, well, will Smith have gone up there and boxed The Rock? I mean, okay. If the host was Monique or Tiffany Haddish, is he going up there?
Better yet, if the host was white.
Oh! So once my mind starts to go there with it, I'm like, okay, Will's really soft. Because you knew who to try. Mm-hmm, Will is really mm-hmm. soft. You knew who to try. Mm-hmm. Everybody's saying, you know, Will is paying for all the, you know, Chris Rock's paying for all the memes and for all the jokes. That's not fair. And then the other conversations, oh, did he know about her alopecia? Why does that even matter? Mm-hmm. I always told myself this. If you're an entertainer, you understand. You have, like, this unwritten contract with yourself and the public.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People are going to criticize you. You're out there. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
You know what I mean? It's part of the game. It's the Oscars. It's Chris Rock. And on top of it, now, hold on, Maddie. Pause the beat a second. You know what I mean? It's now coming to me slowly this morning. Will Smith boxing Chris Rock is as if somebody had boxed Michael Jordan when he got inducted into the Hall of Fame. Chris Rock is a goat of comedy. Imagine somebody boxing Michael Jordan. That's what it felt like to me. That's what it felt like to me. Imagine KD going up to LeBron and boxing him at the All-Star game. That's what it felt like. Like, are we not forgetting Chris Rock is one of the greatest comedians of all time?
For sure.
He's not just a good comedian.
No, for sure. He's definitely a Hall of Famer.
It's Pookie from New Jack. Hey. How they gonna do Pookie from New Jack like that?
It was a very ghetto situation, you know? When I watched it, I was actually hoping it was fake at first. But, honestly, I didn't think that people would be talking about it so much, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well,
but,
Tata was a little bit awkward. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
It was very awkward.
He did the G.I. Jane 2 joke, and Will did chuckle a little bit, and then he looked over at Jada. So a lot of women call me and say, you know what? Every man should stick up for his wife. Like, that's okay, I get that. Mm-hmm. But I've been kind of divided with Jada for a while. Mm-hmm. You know, I love her at table talks. I'm not against open conversations mm-hmm. about emotions and relationships mm-hmm. and the back and forth and the nuances to you and I being together. But when you open up yourself and your family, your platform to things, I would think like a little G.I. Jane 2 joke is not really going to think. Even though I get it, granted she's going through her alopecia thing, it's just jokes, man.
Yeah, but he could, I was talking with that about the situation with my good friend, and we said, you know what, he could have stood up for his wife in such a different manner. He could have went up there and took the mic and spoken out, and you'd be like, in all in love, you know, alopecia is a serious thing, you know what I mean? And like, you know, we just want respect or something like that. He didn't have to box. That open hand box, though, it looked like he practiced that all night, though. You see how he came through with the wind-up?
The wind-up was real. And let's be honest, man. And I should open up here. You know what I mean? I shouldn't even put all the attention on Will. Mm-hmm. Chris Rock is a mother effing G. Mm-hmm. Chris Rock is G. Now, I just did a joke about the guy's wife, and now he's walking towards me.
Yeah.
And nobody stopped him. Nobody said anything. He's walking towards me, and Chris Rock still kept his hands behind his back. That's what made me think, okay, this might be staged. He still kept the show going after the slap. Now, 98% of dudes I know, they would have gone dark. 98% of dudes I know.
Yeah, but he looked frazzled.
You know, he's like, you know what I mean? DJ Maddie's wild. But I'm like, he literally walked up to you.
Yeah.
But I kind of get myself like where Chris Rock is coming from. I'm like, okay, what's this guy going to do? It's the Oscars, right?
Yeah.
All of this melee totally overshadowed Samuel Jackson got an Oscar.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Billions of dollars. When you add up all his movies in the box office, Samuel Jackson got an Oscar.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And people ain't even really talking about it.
You know, I think Will Packer got one too. Questlove and them guys got one.
Yeah.
And no one's talking about that. He's messed up the whole thing. And even for Will, he won one. And he overshadowed his whole King Richard performance. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, some people's like, oh, he came to the Oscars as King Richard. I was like, God damn.
Oh my gosh.
I said, he came to the Oscars. You know, y'all thought last week was toxic with Kanye and Pete Davidson texting each other back and forth. This is crazy.
Every week. Yo, you notice that every time summer about to pop, black people get crazy?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but like every year is the same thing.
But something needs to be said because, you know, Will Smith has been the golden child for, you know, white people just kind of digesting black culture stuff like that. You know, a lot of people fall on, especially in our deeper hip hop circles, feel that Will Smith is soft. You know, he doesn't curse in his raps. He's much of a clean cut. You know, for a long time until they got really open with this Red Table thing, people looked at them like how they look at Jay and Beyonce, like this is the template or the blueprint for black love.
I don't
love.
Know Jay and Beyonce. You remember that Jay-Z got kicked up by Solange in that elevator?
But you know what, Tata?
Becky with the good hair.
But you know what, Tata, you're not going to come up here on the morning show and talk about Hov this way. You know what I mean? In a relationship, we go through ups and downs. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make mistakes. I can't be perfect all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
It's how I move after the fact.
It's true. That's why no one should have relationship goals.
Do you view Will Smith differently now? I know some people's calling, like, you know, to cancel.
Honestly, ever since they started the Red Talk, ever since Jada started the Red Talk table, I've been kind of like,
it's been different,
you know,
right?
What I mean? Because anyways, you know what I mean? You don't hear Beyonce and Jay-Z on no Red Talk table spilling out the beans, you know what I'm saying? You got to get a hidden camera for that, you know? So, like, when that started happening, I was just like, you know what I mean? But, no, man, no.
Okay, so let me go here. So a lot of women called me up and they said, every man should stick up for their woman or their wife.
True, but that
like
doesn't mean violently.
Because so he made the joke, Will chuckled, and then the camera pans to Jada, and Jada's kind of like, you know, like looking like she's real perturbed by this. But then there's other angles that came out in the last couple of days that show her kind of like grinning after the fact when Will was going on. You know, Will, yeah, somebody just hit me up. Will was laughing at first. But my issue isn't about like, life is a game of narratives. And I don't like the fact that the narrative now is just about, okay, you know, he's defending his wife. Like, I don't care about the justification of another man stopping another man. I'm looking at the fact, like, one of the greats in hip-hop culture, Will Smith, this is the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Acted out his neck.
How many of us got game for Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? Every episode of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, he wore a fresh J. That was just one of the things. How many people in black culture, in entertainment, that were put on, on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? Mm-hmm. Y'all got an amazing reboot. Like you bubbling.
Yeah.
My issue, Tata, one goat went up to another goat and boxed him. One man went up to another man and boxed him. I agree with Jim Carrey. Chris Rock assumed.
Yeah, Jim Carrey.
Yeah, Chris Rock assumed.
Jim Carrey's not the one to talk. My dad just messaged me here in the car. Shout out, Daddy. Shout out, Colton. But, you know, Jim Carrey. No, okay. If you have done things. No. You have to have a clean slate to talk out on someone else. You know what I'm saying? You can't be a hypocrite and talk out on someone else when you're doing dirt yourself. You know, and people are pulling out all the receipts on Jim Carrey going on stage, getting an award, forcefully kissing.
Okay. You know what I mean? Okay, so let's talk about that. Just because someone in their personal life is kind of, you know, jaded or they've done things that's kind of misconstrued doesn't disqualify them from having an opinion on an external situation.
No, it doesn't.
You don't have to be perfect to be able to criticize or to say, you know what, my point of view, my opinion on this situation is that.
Not at all. It's like a thief going to another thief saying stealing is bad.
Yeah.
Stealing is bad. But when it's coming from another thief, right?
Yeah.
It kind of, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of a little weird. It kind of like construes the thing. But the matter of the fact is violence shouldn't be condoned no how. That could have been handled a different way. But it's a sure sign that mental health issues are gone, right?
Okay. So that's the shout out to the homie sales, HLR in the building. Well, that's the bag that Big Will's going on. Will Smith. One of my friends was saying, like, on that special that he has where he's trying to get back fit, like, they're saying like, he's been going wild on that as well. So, yeah, he's been a little bit perturbed emotionally, granted that being the fact. But what warrants you to walk? Like, I'm still, like, I must be stuck in the 1800s. Like, he literally walked up to another grown man on the biggest stage in film and boxed him in his face. I don't care that you don't like the jokes. Chris Rock is a GOAT comedian. And then that poses another question about comedians. Because, you know, we've been navigating into this PC culture for a while. Mm-hmm. Think about the culture of comedians if Chappelle didn't put out those specials the last three, four years. If Chappelle didn't keep Chappelle's specials is basically a note saying, I'm going to keep pushing the envelope. I don't care. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying isn't wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So now what? And also, too, the jokes for the Oscars are approved by the Oscar committee.
Yeah.
And those are soft jokes.
Half of them are written by, like, their writers and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like,
Can we get an agreement that Jade is toxic? Like I want people to honest. Would Will have done that to Tupac? You remember his daughter wrote this, you remember his daughter not so long ago wrote an open letter?
Okay, was saying that Tupac even real? Whatever?
Nah, was I that don't know. Even real? I don't know. The joke is funnier.
Listen.
What does Charlamagne always say? The lie is funnier than the truth. Yo, I'm so mad Charlamagne got that line because when you think about it, it's so deep. But you know, Tata, you know a little bit about marriage. I want to ask you this, like, is this what women are expecting their man to, like, stand up for them? Because, like, I was watching some of the daytime shows, now they're saying, okay, some of you women, it's as if you guys are condoning violence up to a certain point, right? Because that's a violent act.
Mm-hmm.
He stopped the next man.
Yeah.
When, as you said, he could have waited for him backstage, pull him to the side. You know,
or if he wanted to go up there and make a scene, he could have just took the mic and spoken out against alopecia or something like that. You know what I mean? But,
this will be.
We have to be very cautious of what we condoning, right?
Yeah.
Because we have non-black people who are like claiming that they're super traumatized by this when racism and discrimination is still a thing, right? So, we have to be cautious about what we say. And like I said, there's so much violence going on around the world. I don't think any form of violence is right. You know what I mean? Whether you can condone it or not. There's so many different ways that you could, like, defend your woman. There's so many different ways that you could call someone out for doing something that, you know, you don't really appreciate and you don't really like, other than making a scene out of yourself, right? Because it impacts the whole community now.
No one's ever going to look at the Oscars the same.
Yo, listen.
The Oscars will always be that night or that event where Will Smith got up and boxed Chris Rock. And as a man, too, right? You know what I mean? My ego wouldn't mess with me. I love the way, you know, I already knew Chris Rock was a bigger man than me. I love the way Chris Rock handled himself. He kept the show going, and he kept his hands behind his back.
Oh, yeah, and he like, continued making jokes right after. He's like, yo, Will Smith just boxed me right there. You know what I mean? Like, come on, if it was me, I don't know. I don't think I have that humility.
Will Smith is on a 2-year ban from the comedy cookout.
Mm.
The comedy cookout with Jamie Foxx and Chappelle, and, you know, and all the man them that are killing it, like the Kevin Harts and all those guys. Yeah. Will Smith got to be put on pause. And, you know, obviously, you know, they're going to run behind, you know, they're going to run behind the fact, you know, I'm going through some mental health. Yo, no matter what you're going through, nothing should force you
That's
to put hands
on
something under the person.
No, nothing should force you to be a shitty person. You know what I mean?
In one night, he pushed us back again. We only do it to ourselves. And I'm talking about the black people. I'm talking about our black community. We only do it to ourselves. And I hate to be that person that puts it like that. Like, who cares is the Oscars and, you know, it's a white people's award ceremony, whatever case is. I'm just saying, man, like, we, by Will Smith and him being the golden child, him being like, Will Smith's one of, like, the cleanest cut.
He was, like, the token black guy. You know, in the group?
I don't like to use the word token.
A little bit.
He was one of the cleanest cut guys. Like, he's the guy, like, we could throw him in there. Oh, I mean, if we're playing racial dodgeball. Oh, yeah, okay. All right, we'll need somebody from the black team. All right, we'll send Will Smith first.
You know,
I think about the movie 6 Degrees of Separation all the time when I think about Will Smith. I'm like, I don't know no other black dude that could have played that. That transition. Yo, I want to urge everybody to watch that movie, 6 Degrees of Separation by Will Smith. But that's crazy. But, you know, off that, that's the mask. Everybody has talked about it forever. They're going to keep talking about it. The memes are hilarious. Chris Rock is a G. Just reinforced it for me. I don't think him getting boxed by Will Smith and not reacting makes him lesser than a man. I think it set us back a little bit. Mm-hmm. It just sucks. Good. We can never get that moment back. We played into every... Will Smith, by doing that one action, played into every stereotype white people had about black people. There's nothing we can do about that.
Unfortunately.
And it's Big Willie style.
Yeah.
Anyways, Munch on My City, 7:29 in the morning. Coming up next, we have local and international news. We have some amazing guests and more. We have Atiyah S. Brown, the savvy accountant. She's been on CBS, The Medium, The Black Enterprise. She's a certified financial educator and instructor. The homegirl is certified in 2 countries. That's boss.
You know?
It's hard enough learning how to do taxes in 1 country.
You know
she's
what I'm
certified
saying?
In Canada and the U.S.
Okay, boom.
Uncle Phil, one of my favorite comedians. He'll be performing tomorrow at... What's the name of...
Naughty by Nature?
No, I keep... No? Funny by Nature.
Funny by Nature. But my mind... Why do I keep thinking Naughty by Nature?
Funny by Nature, Big World Comedy, BYOB. Sorry. Get your tickets, Big World 514, Uncle Phil Humor. He texts me like, yo, Weez, yo, I got some takes on the West. I said, do your thing, bro. I ain't gonna hold you. I ain't gonna tell a comedian what to do. Make jokes on me. We also have recording artist Castilla. She's a singer and rapper. She has a new song called Bad. She's been featured on Apple Music and Flow 98.7. And of course, we got new music. Trey Lamont sent me that tune, Joy. Friend of the show, Trey Lamont. And we have my boy Raquel Griffey out of Atlanta. He sent me the Manny's VIP. So that's our jams of the week. We have a lot of things going on. So, you know, DJ Maddie, let's play some music. When we come back, let's do some music. It ain't looking good, but, you know, we'll do it anyway. Yeah, Montreal, My City, the new Trey Lamont streaming on all platforms. This is Joy, boy to boy can sing, the boy can sing. This Trey Lamont on the Morning Detour, CKT 90.3 FM. You know how we do things.
You can always call me if you need something. What you need, I'm coming. Ain't no teasing or bluffing. You are one, but I got in with your cousin. Wasn't no cussing, wasn't no rushing. Wasn't no cussing, wasn't no rushing. Wasn't no cussing, wasn't no rushing. Girl, I remember the first time we made love. Ever since you left, I gave a fuck about coffee. Fuck about trusting that my dollars went up. Made a track of taking out my cloud, just went up. I lost 6 years trying to chase behind love. Used to housekeep, but I can fuck with no scrubs. Now I'm trying to. Dollars went up. Made a track of taking out my dollars went up. Made a track of taking out my dollars went up. Made a track of taking out my cloud, just went up. I lost 6 years trying to chase behind love. Used to housekeep, but I can fuck with no scrubs. Now I tried to plug any. Wasn't no cussing, wasn't no rushing. Girl, I remember the first time we made love. Ever since you left, I gave a fuck about coffee. Fuck about trusting that my dollars went up. Wasn't no cussing, wasn't no rushing. Girl, I remember the first time we made love. Ever since you left, I gave a fuck about coffee. Fuck about trusting that my dollars went up. Dollars went up. Made a track of taking out my cloud, just went up. I lost 6 years trying to chase behind love. Used to housekeep, but I can fuck with no scrubs. Now I tried to plug and he paid me all dough. 2020 had to let go $1,000. Turning 28, I'll get the click up out the bowl. High five, gotta keep it all above. I don't mind if I get it out the mud. If it's good, go and get it till it's done. Put the first take, wait until it comes. I always come back with another one. When they come back, ain't no loving them. I'm in the trap with another one. Tea house with another baby. Run it up till I'm famous.
Be my everything, down and left me damaged. These streets turn me to a savage. Trying to stack a couple hundreds, look a sandwich. What I can did, I didn't understand. Now I see you. Yeah, you know that I see you.
Yeah, Montreal, My City. HLR in the building, HLR in the building. The big homie sales, the big homie sales.
Trying to stack a couple hundreds, look a sandwich. What I can did, I didn't understand. Now
In my everything, done and left me damaged. These streets turn me to a savage. Tryna take a couple hundreds, look a sandwich. What I can do, I didn't understand. Now I see you. Yeah, you know that I see you.
Can't say you wouldn't cross me. I've been surprised in my life what a loss means. Train X crossing, it hit me like bullets flew out of the chamber. The chalk scene, like I ain't talking to strangers. His chocolate, a young kid, is danger. Marking his path in this world, but his angel is telling him to take him. He don't wanna go, but it's vacant. His station, next stop is slowing down. The doors open, look, he's still seated. The cycle continues, it's going around, but he don't wanna see it. Philly's got it covered, rap. Taped up, knowing he's a lover. Smack, wake up, gotta get paper. He's slowing him down, huh? Shoes untied, but he's going around. He ain't even got kids, but he's strolling it down. Searching for love, but who holding him down? He ain't holding him down. Another lost soul, just a gift and a curse. Who never lost hope? No, we gotta make a change, let the young cry old. No one else to blame, gotta hold thy own. Hope I don't die alone, cause he needs me, gotta let go. Shift change, now it's my time to pull and let go. I gotta do it, I can fight it. He no longer welcome around here, he uninvited.
In my everything, that done left me damaged. These streets turn me to a savage. Tryna stack a couple hundreds, look a sandwich. What I can do, I didn't understand. Now I see you. Yeah, you know that I see you. In my everything, that done left me damaged. These streets turn me to a savage. Tryna stack a couple hundreds, look a sandwich. What I can do, I didn't understand. Now I see you.
Being vaccinated against COVID-19 doesn't protect you from this. Or this.
Mom, what's for dinner?
Not this. This.
And it's looking like rain, rain, and more rain for this weekend.
This. Or even this.
Your call is important to us. Please hold.
But being vaccinated, does protect you from the virus.
BTW and Live Theater is back. Black Theater Workshop and La Manufacture present Pipeline. We are back after 2 years with a dual language presentation of the off-Broadway hit Pipeline by Dominique Morisseau, translation by Mishka Lavigne. Pipeline shares the story of Nia, a single mother and teacher dedicated to the success of her students and her teenage son Omari. Tensions are mounting at his school, and Nia must find a way to rediscover her connection with her son and his connection with himself. Pipeline will be presented at Théâtre La Licorne from April 12th to 23rd in English and April 26th to May 8th in French. For tickets, call 514-523-2246 or visit théâtrelalicorne.com. This is a Black Theatre Workshop production and a CKUT co-presentation.
Thanks to everyone who donated to CKUT's annual funding drive. Your generosity truly helps keep our engines burning. It's never too late to donate. You can do so by calling 514-907-9424 or going to ckut.ca and hit the green Make a Pledge button at the top. All paid entries will be entered into a grand prize draw. You can pay your pledge and pick up your gift weekdays between 11 to 6 p.m. or by appointments. Call 514-907-9424. Thank you.
Nobody's this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop.
I love this life.
It's the morning beats on the mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Wheel me back, please, 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 please. 7:38 in the morning. This is the number one morning show in the country. I'm the Montreal Kobe Bryant. They know that I'm nice. They hate that it's me. If you don't come all the way, how could it be? HLR in the building. I'm about to jump on. Me and Steel about to do that EP. I'm hyped this morning. I got my coffee game now. Now we got the black coffee now. Oh, the House of Demasi, Coffee Arabia. It's the only place you need. You need that House of Arabia joint. Oh, I love it. Give me two gunshots, DJ Maddie. Give me two gunshots, DJ Maddie. The House of Demasi, Coffee Arabia. That's what we on now. No more liquor in the morning. I need the natural pep. You know, coffee low-key is good for you. I ain't gonna fight you guys. I gotta talk about the Resurrection Center in a minute. But people, make sure you go to our link. Get you some good, wholesome coffee. The House of Demasi, Coffee Arabia. They have a couple different styles. Melange Maison, Jamaica Blue Mountain, Brazil, Colombia, Mexico. They even got some apparel. They got an energy drink. Let's do black-owned things, you know what I mean? I know we outside of February. Some of y'all got real quiet. Some of y'all got real quiet. We have to go to that. We got to go to Industry Tuesdays. Me and Sales, we don't put it out there so, you know, everybody ready. We don't go to Industry Tuesdays at Tropical. I want to see what's going on. Oh, my mom hitting me up. Mommy, if you didn't have the copy from the House of Demasi, we cannot parlay this morning. I'm on my beautiful melange. People's like, oh, Weezy normally have the cup. Now I got my coffee cup in the morning. So we're doing that. The House of Demasi, Coffee Arabia. I'm going to throw up the link on our social media, The Morning Detour. We got the big homie Sales in here. Before I do the news, I just want to talk some. I want to talk about my experience. So Sunday I became a godfather to my second child. So shout out to Savannah,
congrats.
Appreciate it. The young gun Ezekiel. Mm-hmm. You know, he's looking like a little baker boy with his hat. I'm gonna show you guys the picture in a little bit so y'all know what I'm talking about. So somebody gotta tell me what's going on. I don't want to put church folk. Let me apologize to church folk before I start. Who is funding the Resurrection Center? What is going on here? Now, if you don't know the Resurrection Center in Lachine, listen, I'm gonna become a member of that church. This was like going to CTV, CBS. I thought I was at Fox News. They had the recording camera with the boom on the left side. I looked at the corner of the room. They had another girl staged with a microphone like she went to Trebis. She got a degree to know how to use the camera then. Then in the middle, as if the two cameras wasn't enough, in the middle, there's another black guy. I love it. It's all black guys on the camera ready. They streaming everywhere. I got jokes this morning about the Resurrection Center. Let me tell y'all. So I get in there, you know, when you go to church, you know, you're a new member. I told homegirl, don't even tell me and you. They're going to want you to stand up and give reasons to you. And give reasons to your purpose.
He knows it.
So we sat down. For the first 30 minutes, I thought I was at a Kirk Franklin concert. They were live on stage. I saw smoke. Yo, pause the beat, man. You are not hearing me, Montreal. I'm at the Resurrection. RC, as they call it. Mm-hmm. Was it Love Connect Share? Is that the tagline? Am I messing it up? Jackie, I apologize. So for the first 30 minutes, it felt like a Kirk Franklin concert. It was great. There was smoke. They were clapping on stage. What caught my eye, Maddie, in the middle, I was looking forward. What caught my eye, I saw a sister like she caught the Holy Ghost. That's okay. You're feeling the spirit. It's Sunday. You wait all week to get closer to God. I'm with you. Then she started to twirl her wig around. Now, okay. If you didn't, now,
okay.
If you, okay.
That's new. Okay. Look at this man. Look at this man.
Now, if you didn't come up in the church, you don't understand. This is the equivalent of that girl at the club getting on the bar. This is the equivalent of the girl at the Dutty Wednesdays showing all of the frontals.
Skinning out and everything.
Skinning out. When you see church folk start throwing up the wig in the air, they're getting closer to God.
True.
So they blessed the baby. It's a beautiful thing. We do that. They brought the parents. There's about three other Christians as well. So they brought him on stage. We did the thing. It was beautiful. Did I write his name down here? Oh, let me pull up his name. Can I talk about Bishop Dave a little bit this morning? Let me get his name right. I don't want Jackie to kill me. Let me get his name right. Bishop Burton. So he does a sermon about roots. Some people's not rooted in their values. He said, parishioners, let me ask you something. What is your core value? Me, I've always called it negativism, which is my core personal keys, that if I go left to it, I don't feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I can't talk a man's name to advance myself and feel good about it. Mm-hmm. I want to beat you when you're in your Steph Curry mode. Yeah. I want to beat you when you're KD at your peak.
Yeah.
He said, church folk, I know y'all ain't going to ride with me because I'm not hearing no hallelujahs. I'm not hearing no amens. He said, some of y'all just look at the surface and don't look at the roots of a person.
Preaching today.
Don't look at the roots of a person. Some of y'all let the status and the material things blind you to a person's heart. In Montreal, we have a lot of lame dudes with money. We have a lot of lame dudes with status.
Clowns.
Everybody,
sorry, but it's true.
Everybody's afraid to come on the mic, besides the real ones. Bishop Burden will be coming on our Good Friday episode. I will have the suit. You guys know every Good Friday I do Pastor Thomas. Some people just not rooted, man.
I can already see the picture, you know what I mean, with the Bible.
No, I updated the picture.
Okay.
No, oh, you wasn't in the loop last year. We have to bring you back. Somebody, you know what? Because, you know, people always give me a flag to say, yo, you're so honest. And the more I said, I'm just talking to the city. I'm having the time of my life. This has been a passion of mine forever. And someone hit me the other day like, yo, I never thought we'd see Tata again.
I said,
me too.
Oh, my God.
I said, me too. But I understand in life, sometimes you got to go outside of yourself and reach out. I said, nah, man, Lorino's leaving. This one leaving. It didn't feel right to me because it's part of my core values.
Yo, look at this guy.
I can't go against what's in my heart.
Reach it.
I wanted to get the magic with you. So no matter if I felt that you left abruptly, no matter if I felt that, you know, maybe she might not like me right now, I still went outside of myself because my core values told me I needed Tata on the detour. It wasn't about me, Tata. It was about the city.
Okay.
How can I shortchange Montreal?
Okay.
The mayor.
Now he's talking.
The mayor's going to shortchange you. We still waiting on this pink line. The mayor's going to shortchange you. They don't want to pay the teachers and the nurses, but they're finding all this money to bail out. They have money for the language committee. Mm. They have money for these roads. Why are we keep spending money on the same roads? I watched a video one time. They built a whole structure in Japan in like 30 days.
Yeah.
It takes us 2.5 years here. Something is not adding up. I know they got Naruto over there, but they ain't that mystical in Japan. The Resurrection Center got some money. Let me get my last joke. Let me get my last joke about the Resurrection Center. I know everybody's mad. All my church people's like, yo, he ain't never going back. Mind you, if I never went to Sun Youth, I was being trained to become a pastor. And after going to the Resurrection Center and seeing Bishop Burton, yeah. I need my own church, like Pastor Mace. But they might dig up some dirt.
Look at this guy.
My 20s been kind of wild. I went to Dominican Republic 6 times. Don't judge me. I keep on talking. I'm from Cote de Neige. I come from nothing. Now we hot. So we get to the money time. Now, I'm saying to myself, I'm nudging homegirl. You know, you don't want to come off as the cheap brother at the church. But let's be honest, who carries cash anymore?
It's true.
So I'm like, say, okay, I hope they have the tap. But really, sales, I'm not hoping they have the tap. Because I don't want to tap nothing. We about to go to Casa Grec. I don't want to tap nothing on the stuff. So they go to it. They say, we're going to pass the collection. He says, okay, cool. Okay, we still doing the collection. And they're coming down the aisle. Cool. And I'm seeing a black lady when she passed me. She judged me. Maddie, she looked at me funny. Because homegirl gave the $5 and she kind of paused and moved her body towards me. And I'm trying to avoid her stare. I'm in the mask. I'm trying to pull the whole mask above my eye. I don't want her to see me. And then I think her name is Pastor Thomas. The female pastor. I think it's Tamara something. So she goes, we have the collection plates going on. We also got the tap in the back for those that...
Yes, man, you don't know? It's a new era we're living in now, B. People walk around with their little ATM things, man. Look at this guy.
They said, we have the collections coming down the aisle for those that want to pay via this method. We have the tap in the back. We also got the text message on the screens. Oh, yeah, by the way, there's like screens everywhere. I thought I was at the Bell Center or the Cowboy Stadium, which I've been to in Dallas. There's screens everywhere. On the screen, it's like, we also have the number up here if you just want to text the money. If that's not enough, we also have e-transfer. Here's the email to email us the funds.
You see what I'm saying? Diversified.
Resurrection Center.
By all means.
Bishop Burton, you know? Bishop Burton will be on the show. Now, nobody could go to church and have such a great time like I do. You got to be rooted in life. Sometimes you can't just watch the surface of a person.
Mm-hmm.
You got to understand the depth of them.
Amen.
Good morning, Montreal. 7:48 in the morning. Let's get into some news a little bit, I guess. What a morning we're having. We have Tata here with us from the Fall Awake podcast. We have a super mega star recording artist. We got Sales in here. Hopefully, we'll get him to perform at the Crew Love Barbecue. So let's go into some news here.
I'm there.
Okay. Let me turn you up a little bit, Playboy. Okay. So let's go into this a little bit here. Quebec University criticized for job posting that excludes white men, CTV News reports. Now, I'm a little bit shocked by this, because when I see something saying excludes white men, I'm like, where and how? Because y'all been doing it to us for a long time, but here we go. So several Quebec politicians are criticizing the university for posting a job posting that excludes white men. So ministers in François Legault's government, of course, the CAQ, took exception on Wednesday to a call for candidates from Laval University that they consider exaggerated or even discriminatory. I can't even say the word. The discriminatory?
Yes.
Todd, do you say these words? So the call for all applications and questions for a Canada Research Chair, CRC in Biology, was slammed on Monday by comedian and political activist Guy Nantel and widely criticized on social media. To favor the hiring or granting of research funds to underrepresented groups with equal competence, yes, said Deputy Premier Genevieve Thibault on Facebook page on Wednesday, but to explicitly exclude competent people because they are not part of a visible minority or because they are men is overkill for the Quebec government.
The smallest violin ever. You know, these people, they're disgusting, you know? I'm sorry, man.
So in his call for applications, Laval University specified that only women, Indigenous people, people with disabilities and visible minorities will be considered. I thought that was an honest take by Laval.
And that's how it's supposed to be.
Now, I do agree, Tata. You know, I'm going to play devil's advocate. I do agree that it shouldn't be, you know, just because you're from a visible minority. But when there's an agenda, if you guys don't know, it's a little thing called systemic race. I can't even say it.
Systemic racism.
It's so appalling.
Yeah.
I hate to say racism. I hate the word. You know, all the words that start with R are so aggressive.
Oh, God.
You know, R is such a, you know, as a sound, the R is very aggressive. R. It's very aggressive, like a sound. Mm. I don't think it's overkill. You know, that's what they're looking for.
Yeah, but like, look at it. How many times do you see people who are doing research on certain marginalized groups do not have the lived experience? How can you really be a voice for the people if you have no experience? So what they're doing in terms of research, that's why when you go on Stats Canada and you try to find research specific to Indigenous people, specific to the Black community, it's always watered down. They mop us together in this BIPOC, yeah. This BIPOC group. It's not, you know,
we got mixed in with everybody. We mixed in with the other gender, then we mixed in with disabilities. And
well, I agree with them. Like, if disabilities you want to represent,
and,
yeah, man.
That's kind of wild though, Tava. Disabilities and visible minorities all at the same time.
Yes.
They're going crazy. Okay, well, you know.
I work for Dawn Canada, the Disabled Women's Network of Canada, and I'm telling you, if all our staff was just white, able-bodied folks, how the hell can we speak for Indigenous with disability? How can we speak for Black folks with disability? How can we speak for marginalized people, period?
Yeah, you got, well, let's go deeper. Montreal's report card on anti-racism efforts panned by critics. So Montreal has made strides toward combating systemic racism and discrimination, but still has a long way to go, especially when it comes to including marginalized English-speaking minorities, critics said on Tuesday. So officials from a spectrum of municipal departments and agencies, including the police, force, fire department, and public transit corporations, reported on measures they've taken to combat discrimination and better reflect the city's diversity. Now, let me pause it right there. Do you guys feel that there's been a change with the police and the public transit in terms of how they deal with people from a visible minority in the last year or so?
Besides it being the same or if not worse?
So Montreal has amended its Charter of Rights and Responsibilities to recognize the systemic nature of racism and other forms of discrimination that we wish to combat, such as ableism, for example. Now, that means nothing to me. Like, okay, that's like saying, I know that door is blue, and I know that door is blue. But I'm not saying, hey, you know what?
I'm going to make conscious decisions to make sure that door is a variety of colors.
Yeah, or, I feel you. Or saying, but on Tuesday, I'm going to paint the blue door red. This
and
is not saying,
back blue
this is not
Wednesday.
Saying that. This is not saying that. So the city announced 12 goals for this year, including creating the division responsible for diversity. We're creating something again? So they want to create a division responsible for diversity within its human resources department, making it easier for city employees to file complaints, continuing efforts to eliminate racial and social profiling by police, combating hate crimes, promoting links with Indigenous communities. You guys got no choice but to link with Indigenous communities. Mm-hmm. They still finding bodies.
Yo.
Quiet as kept. Nobody's talking about it. They're still digging up bodies all over the country.
No.
Okay.
Land back.
Ensuring more diversity in festivals and cultural events, overcoming environmental inequalities between neighborhoods, and finding how to do discrimination. Because you know y'all do a little bit more in the east side than the west side. But, you know, there's a lot of disparity all over the place.
Yeah. It's real, man. It's real. Like, I feel like it's kind of aspirational, but I'm still hopeful. You know what I mean? Like, I'm an optimistic pessimist in a way. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But, you know, I just, as long as they don't use this checkbox diversity thing,
yeah.
I'm good. As long as it's not like, let's just get a Black person, let's just get an Indigenous person. You know what I mean? And half the time we see even in our own community with the leaders that, you know, are in those circles. They're still in Massa's hands, right?
Yeah.
We need to make sure that the leaders that are representing us, who are in those spaces, you know what I mean, are really representing the people.
Well, see, Bishop Burton was talking about that. I forgot the best part. He was talking about the difference between intention in action. So he did his metaphor, but when you go to the pearly gates, what are you gonna tell God? I intended to help help Tata with her organization. We don't get love for intentions.
Mm-mm.
We get love for actions.
Yeah, straight up.
And this city's built on intentions. They have sold us a bill of goods on intentions.
Yeah.
Man, the Resurrection Center was deep. Resurrection was deep.
Still talking about it.
You guys all think y'all could come on the mic. Y'all all think y'all could do what I do. This is the reason why we kill them. We're able to tie them in together.
Diversify, man. Step in one life.
Intention
will
get you though. Now I don't want to say nothing with intention. Is either I'm gonna do it or I'm not gonna do it.
Straight
That's
up.
It.
Straight up.
You can't get paid off intentions.
Mm-mm.
Intentions is just a good idea. I don't want good ideas. I want action. And the city, unfortunately, is built on intention.
That's how these bureaucrats run, man.
But you know what? But this is something they want to put energy in. Quebec MNA's vote to affirm right to breastfeed in public. Because this was very important for women to breastfeed in public. Mm. So I'm not a woman, Tata. Is this a thing?
It's definitely a thing, you know? Because I know during a time there was like taboo, right? At one point,
pull the titty out.
No, but at one point, it felt like it was okay, and then something happened. I don't know if it was because pregnant women became overly sexualized or something.
Right, right.
I don't know what it is, but like, yo, at the end of the day, you have a newborn baby. What are you gonna do? Starve them until you get home?
Yeah.
Starve them until you get into a secluded area? It doesn't make no sense.
Pull the thing out. I don't know why people are getting uncomfortable. We all got here like that. You know what I mean? Your papa had to suck on the thing to get the thing running. You know what I mean? You need oil in the car to go from point A to point B. I digress. Let's go. So, new Quebec health plan promises better access to care, improved working conditions for nurses. So, the CAC government plans major changes to healthcare delivery by 2025. We could have used this pre-COVID.
Yeah.
This could have been
or
useful.
During.
You know, or during. Well, you know, you can't do two things at once, Tata. I don't know how they're going to do it. Yeah, they're having a hard time doing the one thing. So, I don't know. It's a little tough. But opposition parties are slamming the document, describing it as more of an electoral platform than a detailed plan for healthcare reform. So the plan outlined in a 90-page document called Human and Efficient Plan to Implement Necessary Health Changes. Boy, the CAC government really long-winded with the English translations here, huh?
Yo, stop.
So they highlight some solutions to the system's challenges made worse by the pandemic, including, you see, it was bad before the pandemic. You got to watch the narrative. Life is a game of narrative.
Mm-hmm.
Never let someone dictate your story.
Straight up.
Life is a game of narrative. The pandemic didn't make our healthcare system worse.
No.
It was already bad before, but look how they phrase it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's the scapegoat. They want to get you assimilated to this idea. Oh, it was the pandemic that made it bad. The healthcare system was horrible. I've worked for the healthcare system for 13 years.
Straight up.
Yeah, it's been horrible for a long time. Mm-hmm. So now I lost my place. Including a lack of personnel, rising costs, and an aging population. So among the 50 proposed measures which were leaked in the document obtained by Radio Canada last week, eliminating mandatory overtime for nurses, that's what they're trying to do, hiring 3,000 new clerks by the end of the year to take some of the paperwork load off of some of the existing workers,
mm-hmm.
more home care services for seniors. You know, I mean, I want to do something for our black seniors. I'm going to keep it 1,000
with
you.
Yeah,
no, for
real.
My heart is really with the black seniors in our city.
Mm-hmm.
Modernizing access to medical data and creation of electronic health records accessible to patients.
Mm-hmm.
So, the new health plan doesn't include cost.
At all, not a bit, eh?
You have to know the root of a person
yeah.
to know what they're really yeah. about.
Elections coming up, right? Elections coming up, right?
Intentions and actions. I Straight digress. Up. You know, let's move. A chunk of Ville-Marie tunnel falls and strikes vehicles. So the transportation minister said no one was injured after a tile fell from the Ville-Marie tunnel Tuesday afternoon and struck a vehicle. I always knew that tunnel was shaky, Sale.
Yo, but do you ever look up when you're driving?
I don't want to look up, Tata.
Come on.
It's an in and out thing.
You try to go through that tunnel.
I look up.
Yeah, I breeze too. You are trying to go through the tunnel of Ville-Marie as fast as possible. I ain't the only one. We Montreal. You know, let's be 1,000 about it, man. So coming up next, we have Between the Lyrics with Nicki Jean. I think we're doing the My Boo by Usher and Alicia Keys. But DJ Maddie, let's play some music. It's the Mighty CKT 9.3 FM. It's the Morning Detour. Make sure you start your morning with the House of Demasi Coffee Arabia. I'm going to throw the link up there on the Detour 514, all the social medias. So that is House of Demasi Coffee Arabia. Oh boy, it tastes good. I think I have a little mix of Melange Maison this morning, some Mexico. You know, we got the terms there for you, Sales. And, you know, shout out to Sales. HLR brought some donuts. You know, we like the donuts in the morning. So it's the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM. It's the Morning Detour. We're on Fridays.
There's only one more chase. Nobody.
Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
I'm on the right, y'all.
brother. Now watch girl, brother.
The girl in the space.
Yeah, watch girl, brother. Yo. Man, I watch a girl, I still in girl, I get snatched. Up in a me place, she can lick it back. Tell a man she gonna gym, but she a lick me feed the thing. And when she get it, she a tell me, say, fi turn it up and...
Yeah, much y'all. This that new busy signal. That watch gal. I want to watch all the gals at the Funny by Nature tomorrow night. If you don't have your tickets for the Big World Comedy, I'm trying to watch gal. It's the Morning Detour. I'm Weezy Moon Chaser. But you already know, I'm Mr. I Must Be an Issue. Where's Scotty when you need him? Maddie.
Yo, brother.
Yeah, yeah.
Now watch gal, brother.
Never
girl
that, never that.
Watch girl, brother.
Big up to all my Jamaican man, them. Selassie, I.
Man, I watch a girl, I still in girl, I get snatched. Up in a me place, she can lick it back. Tell a man she gonna gym, but she a lick me feed the thing. And when she get it, she a tell me, say, turn it up a notch. Pull up in a Lamborghini, why you think? Girl, I give me wink. I'm on the right, the sour drink. Homie, make the link. Me bums a shoulder with the mink. Gear a paper, tell her, meet me at the bathroom sink. Man, they foreign and I watch gala yard. Man, the yard and I watch gala broad. Them satellite, I go hard. Girl, have the perfect excuse for make the move. And them no matter the cost. Watch a style, ya. Yeah. Also, man, I watch them gala and them and I chop it. Even when them have a GPS, man, I track it. Me and the Uber driver, where you knock it, not the traffic. She ride it like a bicycle until me boss is rocket. Look, girl, man, I watch girl. Touch, girl, man, I rush, girl. Easy, so me squeeze, girl. Not for some teeth, them.
Montreal, my city. Make sure you come down to DG Kicks. DG Kicks, you got that new merch. You got that new European merch. If you're watching me on the live, the Morning Detour, YouTube, Facebook, I'm rocking that new letter cord.